Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. The Word of God is like a lamp unto our feet, and the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why we are confident, and we are always returning to this show because we know that every day the Lord has something new to tell us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to invite somebody to this platform. It's time to tell somebody that the Lord is waiting at the table. He's ready to dish out the Word of God. So I want you to invite as many people as you can so that we can all fellowship with the King of Glory this morning. Today is the 29th day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and we are confident that the Lord is already waiting with deep insights from His Word. Today we're looking at a topic that says, don't look at their faces. Don't look at their faces. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 20. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 22 to chapter 24. 1 Samuel chapter 22 to chapter 24. Our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8, which says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. That's taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8. And our Bible for today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 4 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 4 to 10. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 4 it reads, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, do not know how I speak. I do not know how I speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to heaven when I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my word in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today is the 29th day in the month of March 2025, and our topic says, don't look at their faces. Our manual today reads, many believers fail to share the gospel because of fear. The key to overcoming this, however, is to ask God for boldness and wisdom for each unique occasion. I recall a time I flew first class because someone gifted me the ticket. I sat next to a man who I could tell was very rich from his appearance. I really wanted to tell him about Jesus, but I was afraid he wouldn't listen because he would think that he was above such things. Therefore, I decided to go about it with wisdom. I said, "Sir, I would like to introduce you to my daddy." He asked, "Who is your daddy?" "My daddy is a great chief. He is into oil and gas, and he does some silver, gold, and diamond. He also has a big farm with thousands of cattle," I replied. Then he asked, "How come I don't know him? What's your father's name?" I knew that if I said Jesus at that stage, I might lose him. So I said, "My father's name is Chief Emmanuel." That got his attention. I was able to share the gospel with him. When God called young Jeremiah to preach to the rebellious children of Israel, he instructed him not to be afraid of their faces. The same God is with you when you go out to tell others about Jesus' love. He has given you a spirit to teach you what to say, just as he taught me on that flight. No matter how tough-faced or uninterested people may look, don't look at their faces. Focus on the one who sent you and deliver his message to them. An adage in Yoruba land says that you shouldn't fear the one you are delivering a message to, but the one who sent you to deliver the message. Don't allow the fear of men prevent you from preaching the gospel. Keep your eyes on God. Do as he has commanded all believers in Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 19 and leave the conviction and conversion to him. Once God is with you, nothing else matters. It will teach you what to say and how to say it. Preaching the gospel is not about excellently It's not about how excellently you speak and quote the scriptures, but the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power. Like we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Beloved, surrender your life to Jesus today if you haven't. He is the only way to salvation. If you have surrendered your life to him, ensure you share the gospel with others. Don't be afraid of their faces. Today's Open Heaven comes to the action point that says, tell somebody about the love of Jesus today. Tell somebody about the love of Jesus today. If you're listening to me this morning and you're here to surrender your life to this great Father, the one who is ready to take you back in, the one who is ready to accept you as is, if you are ready to submit your life to him today, I want you to bow your head and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I have heard that you are Lord and personal Savior. I surrender my life to you this morning. Please accept me. Forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me of all my iniquities. I surrender my totality to you. Take me as yours. Make my heart your habitation, Lord. Thank you, Father, for answering. For in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. This is just the very first step for you to take in giving your life to Christ. Now I want you to join a Bible-believing church, a church where you can hear the undiluted word of God. I want you to just locate anyone around you. And if you need help locating anyone, we'd be happy to direct you to one close to you. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Remember, you can always listen and share with everybody. And just in case you want to share this message, you can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile apps. You can listen to us every single day, 7 a.m. GMT. That's where you can find us. You can always download and share with family and friends. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.